Hello, conspiracy theorist. This is Leon.
I'm Jordan. And this is Conspiracy Room, where we dive into those pesky lies and secrets and bring them straight to your sweet ear. Let's do this!
Good.
Jordan!
I'm alive.
Yes, you are.
Man, sounding terrible, though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's not fun. Oh, please, God, don't let this be COVID.
You're done from here please on out.
No. Yeah. Man, it has been way too long. Oh, my goodness. Months.
I know, dude. It's actually been, yeah, I would say, well, December 4th was the last time we recorded because that's when I posted all this.
Yep. December 4th. Wow. Yeah. So a month, almost two months.
Right. Yeah, but, a month and a half. That is insane, dude.
Oh, it's not right. It's wrong. It's very wrong. But a lot of life circumstances happened, and here's where we are.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it's like that, you know. It's like that. But, guys, I just want to shout out right now that Leon has been awesome to me. There's been a lot of stuff going on in my life, my personal life, and he is just an all around solid person. So if you ever get the chance to meet us, just pick him. just pick him.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Sentiment.
We're here to be good people, you know. There ain't no need to be in the bad person.
Yeah. Be good people and call out all the BS. Which is what we're doing now. Today, we're diving in to JFK. Oh, my.
Mr. John.
John Frederick Kennedy, right? No. Wrong.
But, do you know much about John or no? Like, have you heard, all of his conspiracies? And, well, let's President Kennedy here. Let's not call him by his first name.
Yeah, right. We don't want our heads to explode as we're making this. Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Salt from a long time ago, but it was a movie about Russian spies that were trained over in Russia and then sent over here as foreign adopted kids. So it was in the foster system, and then the kids would get adopted and they would eventually grow up to have this master plan of infiltrating the United States and bringing down the most important characters. Well, in part of the movie, it's a great movie if you haven't seen it. It's got Angelina Jolie in it. She is awesome. And the bad guy from Ant-Man too. He's in it too. Is his name like Killer Bee or something? Man, I totally forget. Wasp. Yeah. Well, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah, the girl's the Wasp.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I forget his name actually.
Yeah, I know. Like it's slipping me right now. A lot of you are probably going to be like, "Nah, we know who it is, you filthy animals." but in the movie, for anyone who hasn't seen it, this isn't like major spoilers here, but spoiler warning here. So they talk about Lee Harvey Oswald being part of that Russian group that was brought into the foster system from Russia. Yes. And he was the guy who actually did assassinate President Kennedy. And he was supposed to take the blame for it. And it was all just according to plan. So, yeah, that's one of the ones where it's like, did they make a movie about this actually happening? Or just, man, Hollywood does that a lot. Good grief.
Like we keep saying, dude, I mean, it's not really like a predictive program. Well, I guess it is, but they are laying it out for us to kind of see, like, to get us so used to these things so when stuff actually does come out or when things do actually happen, we're like, we've seen this in the movies 100 times over. Or we're cool with it.
Yeah, we're institutionalized by it. Yeah, it's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, it's no problem. We've seen this before.
Right. I mean, that's what's going to be like with the Epstein stuff and all. I mean, you know how it is, aliens. Like, they keep slowly, like, every, like, couple months, every month, they keep pushing in more information about, like, aliens. Like, nobody's, like, caring. Nobody's paying any attention to it. Like, it's just so, like, and, like, the whole Epstein stuff, like, that was totally, like, pushed under the rug. Like, nobody cares about it. Like, there's so much, like, I don't know. We're all just so numb to everything, I guess you could really say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the ones that I thought was the most convincing, because I remember seeing that with my dad a long, long, long time ago. I was thinking to myself, man, what if this was actually something that happened, and that he wasn't acting alone on it? So,
well, yeah, so that's yeah, we can go into that one today, because, like, technically, he might not have actually been working alone on it, mainly because there was. I mean, it could have been the Russians, could have been Castro, you know, it could have been CIA, unfortunately. There's so many different theories of where it could have came from and how it could have came from, because JFK has right. so many different beefs with so many different people, because his whole goal was peace. And we all, like, you know, at the time, the government wanted to walk into so many different areas of war. And he just kept avoiding it and avoiding it and avoiding it. Like, when we had that missile crisis back when he was in office, you know, he just didn't want to go and do anything about it, because he didn't – he kind of saw it as, like, a domino effect. And that's probably what it would have been. Mm-hmm. It's like when Russia, like, threatened us, like, with all those nuclear missiles, and when they were down there with Castro, you know, if we would have fired back – they actually had 100,000 soldiers down there. I don't know if you knew that, ready Ooh. To come on to
I did not. Land.
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Right. So, like, if he would have acted on that, which I can only imagine he knew that, you know, if he would have acted on that, we would have had people in our backyard, two different governments, who would have had missiles launched at us, and then we would have launched more missiles. So it would have been, you know, pretty much a Hiroshima all over or something in that nature, or nuclear warfare. But other than all that, he's had a lot of different – he had a beef throughout the entire presidency, just because his whole agenda was just – I mean, yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on with him. But so when he got shot, did you know that there's like 4 to 6 shots fired?
Oh, no. No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I haven't actually gone and watched the video, because apparently that video has been released to the public. But, you know, what I don't get is why Biden hasn't released that confidentiality statement. Did you notice that? Like, it yeah. was going to be released and then he covered it up. I don't know about that. Like, that just that's a red flag right there. Yeah, we'll come out with this. No. Yep. No, we can't come out with this. No.
Well, so from my understanding, what that is, there's the gentleman, I can't think of his name right now. He
Vice President
Oliver Stone's his documentary. I haven't watched it yet. I do want to watch it now since we're talking about this. Like, I kind of read up in his documentaries and, like, some of the YouTube stuff I've watched. Oliver Stone said something about that, like how Biden was supposed to release it, but there's just so many, like, things, adapted lines, or however you want to put it, that there's just not supposed to be for the public. So, like, they're trying to, like, clean that up, and I think it's kind of gotten, like, pushed under the rug now since they were supposed to release it, then clean it up, and then, you know, do all that stuff. So I think it's kind of, like, been one of those things that's, like, on the back burner right now because everything else is going on.
Man, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, Oliver Stone's pretty dope, man. I'd actually highly recommend his videos and, like, just listen to him, because he was just on Rogan as well. That's one of my one of those podcasts I definitely want to listen to. I think he might have his own podcast as well. I think, or
Oliver Stone.
Yep, Oliver Stone.
I'll definitely have to check him out for sure.
So he also said with Oswald, the CIA and, like, the cops and the FBI were actually aware of his presence, like, aware that he was a sleeper cell or just, like, a known terrorist or some sort. So they literally said when they saw him on the streets, clear out the streets. So they knew of him.
They knew. Yeah, they knew something was going on.
Yeah, which is the crazy part about it. And that could go, man, it's like when he, like, supposedly shot that cop after, like, you know, all that stuff going on, they think that was something else. And the mafia dude shot Oswald. Like, there's so many different stuff that's going, man, This one could
just cover up after cover up after cover up. You know how on like The Dark Knight, the movie The Dark Knight, there's the opening bank scene and it's like all of the thieves are going in with the Joker to get into the vault and steal all the money. And every single person is killing the other person to cover it up.
Yep.
And oh man, it is. I feel like that is exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And it's just one of those things too, where it's sad to say like that we would have part in that. But I mean, then again, I mean, everything happens for a reason. They're doing what they're doing for, I guess, the good of all of us, right? Quotation.
Yeah. Quote. Quote unquote. Man,
but like I don't know, like Oswald. So like he could have been working with the CIA like once upon a time. I think he actually was documented with working with the CIA, or like had like a, he was a confidential what's informant, a CI, and or he could have been working with, like, there's just so many different things that could have been in place. Like he had some stuff going on with like his mental health back in the day, so I think he was just an easy target. Like, I don't know, man. There was a lot of different.
Well, yeah. So the FBI, they actually received a phone call from a New Orleans attorney, Dean Andrews, and he told the FBI that he received a phone call from a man named Clay Bertrand, and the day of the assassination, Clay Bertrand was asking him to defend Oswald, and this was before anything happened. So that's a red flag right there. What?
That is insane.
Absolutely crazy. So they're already trying to get the attorneys on it, and that was just not talked about. That was thrown under the rug. An attorney to cover Oswald, and he gets a call. The FBI receives a call from a guy asking to defend him. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's just one of the things that's where it could just go in that, like, I'm speechless.
What I don't get is that, you know, it was like the entire Kennedy family was under attack. Like, yeah. I wonder if John's wife, if she was targeted and he missed with those other six shots because there was a bullet intended for her and she was just able to escape in time. Yeah. Or, you know, like this was part of – there's another theory about Johnson, that Johnson set up this whole thing in order to get him into the seat of presidency immediately.
Yes, and Johnson wanted the war in Vietnam the most. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was probably the, like, he had the most beef with Johnson, or JFK. So Johnson wanted the war with Vietnam the most. He pushed for it. And his flight patterns the day of the assassination, or no, the autopsy, one of the two, was insane. Like, he, like, flew from America to, like, Canada to somewhere else. Like, and there was just so many different flights.
Oh, man.
Like, for him to be covering up, like, not, like, doing what they think he could have done. Yeah. And the one thing is too, like, he wanted to get the because it was the whole thing with, like, all the French and Vietnamese like that. He just thought, like, if we would have taken out Johnson's whole thing was like, if we would have taken out Vietnam and done all that stuff with them, like, and we would actually walked over our marched in their territory, we would have taken out Korea, Japan, Thailand, you know, those have been a whole, like, it would have been another domino effect. So that was his whole thing. Like, he just wanted to kind of get that ball rolling so we could have been the greatest, you know, because that's, America's a bully. You know, we've always kind of been a bully, which, I mean, for granted, we do have one of the biggest and baddest armies, you know, around. So it's just, it's always been kind of easier to be a bully and step in when we can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, so, with the whole CIA conspiracy part of all of that, in 77, so 10 years after the assassination, the FBI released 40,000 files pertaining to the assassination of Kennedy, including the April 3rd, whenever it happened.
Yes.
So they did release that, and they had learned from Hoover about CIA plots to kill Castro. There was a lot of conspiracy thing there. So Marvin Watson, he was the advisor to President Johnson. Here's what he said. So he called me last night and he stated that the president had told him in an off moment that he was now convinced that there was a plot in connection with the JFK assassination. And Watson stated that the president felt the CIA had something to do with that plot. So that goes back to, you know, was Oswald part of the CIA? He might have been.
Well,
who knows?
Like I said, I think he was like either a CIA or he was part of a testing. He did something with the CIA prior to this, which brings it back to again that we knew of his existence before the assassination.
Right, right, right. So he was obviously part of everything. To be honest, I don't know much about a background on Lee Harvey Oswald. So that would be something that I could really look up like right now and check out.
Well, if you wanted to dig into that too. So I got something else, man. So like,
yeah, go for it.
He was also, you know, when he got shot, that he was shot in the throat, shot in the head, and shot in the back of the head.
Oh, but man.
So he got shot, so there was no exit wound, and there was like ricochet off one bullet that got a cop. So that's like, there was a couple of different shots fired that day, and there was a couple of different, you know, was it the driver? Was it, did you ever see that video?
Driver.
Of his car.
No, I didn't.
So there was a video out there floating around for a while, a couple of years back, that could have been edited, could have been, you know, who knows what's, because it's, you know, technology nowadays and it's been so many years. But there, the driver turned around and there was like a shot of like air, and the driver did like one of those quick like turnarounds with his like left, his right arm on the steering wheel, and his left arm kind of like in his armpit, and like, and there was like a shot of like air, almost like a gunshot.
Like he predicted the shot, like he knew it was coming.
Yeah, like, well, no, that he pulled the trigger and shot, you know, JFK.
Right.
While driving. Right. Yeah. So that was considered, he could have done it.
Oh, that the driver did it. Oh, man.
Yeah. So that was one thing. Like I said, I mean, I saw the video of that one. I saw a bunch of different people like reading into it and trying to like dissect it. But that's just one of those things too, where like I said, it's been, you know, could have been messed with, it could have been edited. There's so many different there's so much different stuff you could do nowadays that I mean, that's kind of far few between. But so with him getting shot so many times, I don't know if you heard this one or not. Did you ever hear about like his autopsy stuff that went on?
No.
Yeah.
No idea.
So the autopsy there's two separate autopsies. There was one in Dallas and there was one in Bethesda, Maryland, Baltimore. They are both different. The brain they displayed after 2 weeks were in like formaldehyde. So the brain was swollen. Like it was like all together intact. Oh, like the headshot that supposedly that he got shot at, like, you know, got headshot at, like the brain was intact. Like it was completely fine. Like, you know, there was like so many different bull crap going on with that. But on top of that, the autopsy in Bethesda, Maryland, I think there was an audience of 30 people there to be in the autopsy, which happened weeks after, I think, after his assassination. And since that happened weeks after, like, there was the Dallas one that was, like, supposedly a cover-up, like, fix a couple things and do a couple things. Like, and then, like, the public one that was supposed to go on record with all the different CIA agents, the government, the Johnson was there, the general and all those other fellows were there. And this one was actually on record, and like they were telling the autopsy, autopsy, whatever their names are, to do certain things and to avoid certain things when they were literally doing the autopsy.
I think it's the optometrist.
Yeah, optometrist.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were literally telling them to like do certain things, like, oh, don't do that. Oh no, you're not allowed to touch that. Oh no, go there. Okay, yeah, you can touch that. Oh yeah, do that. So like that's taking one that was literally on the record. And then the general at the time, he was smoking a cigar.
It's the coroner. It's the coroner.
The coroner.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's okay. A coroner. Yeah.
I like how we just came up with a word there.
It's the optometrist. Obviously, anyone with a brain knows that.
I mean, it sounded legit to me.
Yeah. I fooled myself. I was thinking for a minute. No, this is wrong. This is not right. Optometrist? That sounds like an optical guy.
I was just so in my head, like, talking. I'm like, I'm not even paying attention. I don't even care.
I don't even care. Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds good. Yeah, that's good. Keep it up.
But yeah, that was the whole like weird thing with the autopsy was that there was being watched, being told what to do for public records, and it took so long. The formaldehyde brain. The autopsy itself was botched, and it was weird, and it was this kind of like leads into everything we're talking. Like we're supposed to be talking about this episode, which we're kind of building up to, and I think we're getting more in it. But now is the Illuminati? Was it the Illuminati or was it the CIA? You know,
ooh, or was it the Illuminati that's already in the CIA?
Right.
Yeah. Like you don't think the most powerful people in the world aren't in the Illuminati?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. And maybe Oswald was a part of that.
I think if anything, oh, pardon me. Well,
he might have just been used.
Do what?
He might have just been used.
Yeah, I would say he's more of just a fall man, just like how that guy that killed Oswald was just more of a fall man to kind of get the whole play and motion.
Mm-hmm.
So General Lammy was actually the one. And Lammy also had beef with Kennedy as well, and he was the one smoking a cigar during the autopsy, which who smokes cigars during the autopsy? Yeah. And he, like, fought with the coroner because the coroner asked him on record to put the cigar out because the cigar is, in fact, like, disturbing. Doing what they're doing.
Cigar smoke.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm not. So they fought about it, and they put it on record and all that stuff. But on top of that, dude, there's so many witnesses that disappeared. So everybody who, like, saw, like, and went on record, they all disappeared within years.
I wonder if it was a Cuban cigar. Because that would explain a whole lot.
Man, which just sucks because there's some great cigars. But what if it was?
Because here's the thing. That any great – this is going to make me sound like a serial killer, and I'm not. Just full disclosure here. Any serial killer or any – person who is of, you know, that kind of tactical mind, they love to leave traces of, like, hints for people to catch up on later, because that's what they do. That's what they get excited about. It's like they want to get caught, but they're like 10 steps ahead of everybody else.
Yep.
Much like the Zodiac killer, you know? He was leaving those clues for everybody, and nobody figured him out, and he's still out there today. Well, he might be dead. But
just like Dexter, I mean, you know, they lay this stuff out for you, which that was one thing they say. I mean, who brings a cigar to an autopsy? Was he literally celebrating what he did? And which that's part of the Illuminati. The Illuminati has to tell you when they're doing something in some type of subliminal message in some sort of way, is there symbolism or wording or something of what they're doing and what they when they did it. So that mean, you know.
Yeah, maybe that light was, like symbolance, if that's a word. It was symbolic. We're making up words today. It was symbolic, you know. Who knows? Especially if it was a Cuban cigar. If that was a Cuban cigar,
man,
this would be case closed. Yeah, that we 100% know
who's behind everything.
Yeah, and so here's just a little bit of background on Oswald, too. He was placed in JD, which is juvenile detention, at the age of 12. So he was deemed by his psychiatrist as emotionally disturbed. And after attending 22 schools, he quit repeatedly. And finally, when he was 17, he joined the Marines. So that's where he got
the CIA,
you know.
Or skills to...
Well, at least his skills, Right. So he was honorably released from active duty in the Marine Corps. So in the Marine Corps, I said Corps. and then he, get this, he then promptly flew to Europe and he defected to the Soviet Union in October of 1959. And he lived in Minsk, Belarusia. So,
good old Russia, mother Russia.
By a little Russia, and he married a Russian woman named Marina, had a daughter. So, my conspiracy theory about SALT is coming true here. The more and more and more I dig into his life, yep.
Dang, that's actually awesome. I really didn't realize that he did all of that. I knew he was in the government. You know, I knew he was, I guess, not really decorated, but I knew that he was honorably discharged and stuff like that. But didn't know he, you know, went over there. For some reason, I thought he was in Cuba at some time for some reason, but I don't know.
I've got no idea. No idea. And I don't know about Jack Ruby either. That's the guy who killed Oswald. So I don't know about Ruby.
Yeah, but, Jack Ruby was that mafia guy I was telling you, like pretty much who the guy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. More so he was the mafia guy mm-hmm. who shot him.
Yep. He was like a nightclub owner who, I guess, not necessarily the, I don't know if he was in the mafia, but he had ties to the mafia in some sort of way. He was a nightclub owner at the time. And he's the one that shot Oswald, which, and when he took that fall for doing whatever he did, you know, probably helped the mafia out in some sort of way or his nightclub or something to get him out of trouble. Hey, you do this and we'll forgive this or, you know, something crazy. Cause you know how that's how it all works.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's how it works in this world.
So, well, I mean, so Ruby, Jack, he released a statement later saying that he was saving Mrs. Kennedy the discomfort of coming back to trial. So it sounds like he was doing it for John F. Kennedy and for the Kennedy family by killing Oswald. So the most plausible explanation for murder of Oswald by Jack Ruby was that Ruby had stalked him on behalf of organized crime, trying to reach him on at least three occasions in the 48 hours before he silenced him forever.
Okay, so he did have ties to organized crime, so the mafia. And, okay, yeah, I did hear something about this guy, like, legit being in love with JFK, like, just being in absolute love with him. Like, that's okay. And if he actually tried to hunt this guy down three separate times in 48 hours.
Well, who knows? Like, we portray Kennedy as being, like, one of the all-time greats. Maybe yeah. Kennedy was involved with the mafia. If the mafia was so keened in on his death. And so butthurt about it. I mean, if you didn't have mafia ties, they wouldn't care. Why would they care?
Why would they care at all? To themselves,
you know? Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Which means there had to be something going on there. I don't know.
Was it the CIA scratch my back, scratch your back, or was it? Yeah, or did JFK actually have ties to him? Because JFK did work a lot with the community, and he was big in Africa and so many different places of all the peace and trading and doing all these different things of helping people out in education. So, you know, I know mafia's always tried to, well, they've never really tried to get away from it, but they've always, you know, had legitimate ties to helping out decent communities as evil as they are. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Man, that's
so
crazy.
Speaking of Oswald and then how Ruby killed him. So before he like, when he ran downstairs, which was like a record, like, I mean, I guess not really record timing, but so when he, Oswald shot JFK, so he was reportedly on the sixth floor, but so there was three witnesses on the fourth floor. There was three what can I think of? I just had the word in my head. They were, I guess, not assistants, but they were three women who, I guess, more or less assistants, and they were actually watching the parade through the window. So when they actually heard the shot upstairs, like coming from upstairs, they said they ran downstairs, and by they took them like a minute or two, and they never saw anybody running downstairs. So I think they reported Oswald being down those stairs within like a minute or in a minute and a half. And like, so I'm like, how's that? You know, was there more than one stairs? Which probably was, because it's a big high rise, but them not running into each other, like. There's just so many different aspects of like, and they say he wasn't on the sixth floor, and obviously he wasn't on the fourth floor. So what floor was he on? Things were just being covered up. Then the whole magic bullet stuff, you know, because like there were so many different people getting the bullets that were going missing. And there was so much evidence that was lost because you got the chain of command from the Secret Service to the cops to the FBI to the CIA to the coroners to all these different people. So like these bullets, like so many different evidence just went disappeared, which is insane.
I don't know.
On top of all the witnesses.
Yeah. People are just trying to hide everything, and mm-hmm. eventually it'll come to light. Everything is going to come to light, man.
Yep.
They'll try and hide it. Which but
I think it will here soon. Pardon me. It's just one of those things to where, like, time will tell. And, I mean, there's a whole community out there. As I think Oliver Stone. I was watching one of his YouTubes, and he says there's a literal, legit, non-crazy community out there who's really interested in this because, like you said, people think JFK was one of the greatest presidents of all time, and they're really just curious of, like, how corrupt we are or what actually happened because there's so many different theories. Was it Was it our own team? Was it the opposing team? I mean, who was it? What was going on? There's evidently a lot of actual investigators out there trying to figure out this stuff and get some of the reports.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to know another really fun fact here? Well, is that one of the guys who he's an investigative journalist and he's a former political science professor. And you want to know what his name is?
Oh, no.
Mr. Edward J. Epstein. Not Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Edward J. Epstein. I don't know if they're related. I don't know if they are. But that would be very, very interesting. And something really interesting is that he covered the Kennedy assassination in one of his books.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The Annals of Unsolved Crime.
Ooh,
yep. That's what it was called. Interesting here. I don't know. Well, for years he taught I think it's Cornell. Yeah, Cornell University.
Okay.
And he published the book called Inquest, which is a critique of the Warren Commission probe into the John F. Kennedy assassination. So I don't know if he wrote three more books about the Kennedy assassination. So maybe this guy wasn't related to Jeff in any way, but I just thought that was interesting. Like, huh.
Okay. Which, speaking on Jeff real quick, man, it's like all that stuff going on. Did you hear that his island was reportedly probably not the biggest island out there that does what he does does what he did?
Oh, I believe that.
And it's like the whole thing with that was like reason why like the higher ups per se, because obviously everybody knew about it because all the people that were there let it go on because it was just more or less just a common ground of trading information.
Yeah.
So that was just a safe place to kind of do the bad things they did to trade and make deals, unfortunately. That's why it went on for as long as it did. You know, he also started up here in Ohio.
What?
Yeah, Epstein started I think he started his whole trading stuff up in Ohio, then moved down to Florida, and then out there to his island.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts in Ohio. All bad things start in Ohio. Oh, man. The guy just gives me chills.
Yeah. I could
looking imagine. At him and all of this stuff and all the famous people that he was around. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was a smooth talker, had money. Oh, crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, what was crazy. I think he's reported to have a painting of, what is it, one of the Bushes or some
Clinton? Form
of president, or it could have been a Clinton. Yeah, Bush or Clinton.
I mean, him and Bill Clinton hung out a lot.
It could have been him, yeah. And he's like half naked somewhere, like at a painting, something like that. Mm. Yeah, like it was a joke that Epstein supposedly had hanging up in the mansion down there.
Mm.
Yeah,
man, I don't know.
That's gonna be an interesting one we can talk about one day.
Yeah, Jeff would have been like 14 at the time of the assassination, because he was born in 1953. So
yeah, he wouldn't.
He was just brewing on his evil to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a whole nother animal. That's for sure. But I guess we're just gonna have to wait until they finally release everything, if they do, or keep digging and really see what it is that they've been hiding all of this time.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
I agree. I mean, that's all I really got, though. You know?
Yeah, me really too. At least for this one. For this one, yeah. The Illuminati. There's gonna be a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many different alleys and avenues and different things to talk about, and just so, I don't know. There's just a lot to go into depth, because, like, the Illuminati, I guess, in all is a broad term, but then who all has ties to it, what they could have done, are they actually a legit organization? Like, I don't know. There's so much stuff to consider.
Yeah. Jim Carrey, when Jim Carrey was on Jimmy Fallon that one time, he was trying to expose him. Yeah, he was trying to expose him, and he's like, "You know what this is, Jimmy? Everybody knows what this is." And everyone's like, "Ha ha ha! Classic Jim Carrey." And then all the conspiracy theorists are like, oh, "He's right."
I mean, yeah, you hear all like the David Dobrik stuff that was, you know, going around for a little bit there on like Facebook and TikTok when he like did that podcast with that person. I forget whose podcast it was. But then, you know, he talked about how he knew somebody who met somebody from the Illuminati and was like trying to say, I will, if you sell your like body per se and, you know, sacrifice someone, we will make you famous in something. It would either be a talk show, influencer, musician, movie star. We'll make you famous somehow, but you got to do these things for us. And that was one of his friends. And then, you know, thinking about it all, like, who could it have been? Because he's kind of blocked, like, everybody he's ever known since he's been famous. And who's kind of gotten the clout, more or less, that could have, you know, done it, and who's kind of gotten famous from it. But nobody, none of his people really blew up. He's still the biggest one out of his friend group.
Yeah.
Or is it what he's talking a lie? Or are they still kind of building up their career and maybe in the next 10 years they'll blow up?
Man, I don't know. That dude has so much money. I mean, yeah. And then there's Mr. Beast too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like all these big YouTubers that are like, I was watching a live stream with him on a talk show, and they were talking about how much money he actually was making and what he had to give, and hearing back from some of his employees that he has, dude, that it's not good.
No, yeah, I can only imagine. But the thing is, it's so sad because everybody wants to, you know, be on that level of some sort, to not work but and to have fun and just make videos all day.
Yeah, and then that becomes work.
Right, but what it actually comes with. The title of doing those things and to how to get there. Cause I mean, just nowadays everything's so saturated and so polluted.
Yeah. You know, back to JFK, when you set up a name for yourself, you also set up a target.
Yep. Absolutely. So I mean, and that made like,
that's why I don't want to be famous.
Right. And JFK himself, man, was, you know, almost assassinated. What I think 6 to 10 different times that were reported. Hated him for some reason. And was it really people that hated him, or was it, you know, the Russians, the Cubans, the CIA? Who was it?
Might have been because he was exposing secrets. He was exposing things. Yeah. Like, he was rallying everyone together.
Yep.
People like, no, we want to be in control here.
And which, off topic, which also JFK, there, I think his terms in are within like 10 years of like before and after him, was some of the most reported abductions as well. So, you know, that was one of those things too. Yeah. All right. But yeah, man, that's all I got for this one. And you got anything else?
No, that's it for me. That was all I really had. If you guys have not seen the movie Salt, go see it. Trust me. Yes. Rent it. Watch it.
Yeah,
it's a really, really good movie. You will love it.
I think it's on Netflix, Hulu, or
that's a good question.
HBO. It's somewhere, and I just saw it the other day. She's white
hair. Man, now I want to watch it.
Yeah, that is actually kind of forgot about that one. That is a good movie. But yes. Thank you guys for hanging in with us today. You know, this is our first time doing a video podcast.
Yeah. We're on Anchor. Woohoo!
Yes,
Anchor. All of our stuff is on Anchor. Yeah, we're doing a live recording on Anchor today instead of in our little room booth.
Our closet. Yeah, so definitely thank you for sticking with us. And you know, with COVID and everything, Jordan being sick. Ugh.
Oh, man. I don't know if this is COVID. I don't think it is.
Yeah, hopefully it's not, man. You know, it's would be a... Hopefully
that would not be a good time.
Well, no, the new one out, man. Just we're gonna drag these people on forever instead of start talking.
I know. Well, it's okay. Yeah, yeah. It just keeps going.
Let's end this one.
Again, if you guys have questions, feel free to check us out on Instagram or message us at our Gmail at askconspiracyroom@gmail.com.
We're on TikTok as well.
TikTok. TikTok.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Yep. We'll see ya. Peace.